At the end of the war, the Austro-Hungarian Empire was dismantled and ceased to exist. So too was the Ottoman Empire of Turkey. The war also brought about the end of the Russian Empire. At the end of the war, the ruling family of the Romanovs, who had ruled for over 300 years, were ousted, and a provisional government was in place, which was quickly overtaken by the Bolsheviks, with Lenin in charge, marking the beginning of the Soviet era. Because in modern warfare, you don't simply just kill everybody and enslave anybody that happens to survive, so how you institute the recovery effort is as important as the war itself. Many of the conditions of the recovery effort for World War I actually led to World War II. Even though the League of Nations, which eventually became the United Nations, was established in order to prevent another world war from ever happening.